Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. More eastern Kentucky counties are now included in the Appalachia Proud program following a recent announcement by the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says the marketing program helps eastern Kentucky farmers find better markets for their products.
We have a marketing program called Appalachia Proud, which is dedicated for eastern Kentucky farmers and producers. And one thing we did was expand the program to include 17 additional counties that are still within the Appalachia region, which previously were not eligible for this program.
Commissioner Quarles says the 7 additional counties come from 2 categories.
Counties that line up with SOAR, shaping our Appalachia region, and the Appalachia Regional Commission, ARC, ARC, are now eligible for this powerful marketing program.
He says a trip to a farmer's market in eastern Kentucky proves Appalachia Proud is working.
Well, all you got to do is go to a farmer's market in eastern Kentucky and see the effects of homegrown products such as jams and jellies, pears and apples, a lot of high-quality produce, a lot of beef coming out of eastern Kentucky as well, being processed in the chop shop. This special marketing program lets consumers know, hey, this isn't just Kentucky Proud, but it's also coming from eastern Kentucky. And eastern Kentucky has a wonderful story to tell. They have a story of rich traditions that are oftentimes passed down from family to family.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Commissioner Ryan Quarles says the Appalachia Proud program is helping some of those impacted by the coal mine industry.
I talked to some farmers in Pike County and Letcher County that had been laid off, unfortunately, over the years with coal mining, and they've turned to farming. In fact, in Letcher County, there's a farmer's market there that had 2 new farmers that transitioned from underground to above ground.
He adds what's happening in the eastern part of the state is evidence of the diversity of agriculture in Kentucky.
It's important to realize that Kentucky agriculture is big. It's diverse. We have 400 different crops and livestock commodities in our state, and it's important that we support all regions of Kentucky as they continue to put food and fiber on the tables of Americans.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.